Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts. Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Oh no, I'm just a lonely stump. I mean, someone might make a tea party on me one day, but for now I'm just a cut tree, alone in the forest.
In my mind, I call him Sam and he calls me Spring.
That's very beautiful. Oh, so you do have a nickname.
Tree Stump, you recognize this spider?
Oh, hang on, never mind, maybe there's a friend.
It gets a surprise round.
Oh, no, it's not. I was wrong twice.
Chantel.
So her weapon is now useless, yes?
It's broken. She's going to need a fit. Oh, she's just going to take a penalty to using it. All right, you keep the roll that you got. What did you roll?
I got 12. Why would I even think to save any of my spell slots?
Yeah.
Here you go. Have another heal. I start maybe casting Speak with Animals, but as a ritual, like a...
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
Puss, puss, puss. From the height of a cat, they begin to slowly rise upwards. Let's go to initiative. Zia Mia goes first. She turns, she's maybe slightly in front of you, Glubble. She turns to look at you. She's got panic in her face. She mouths run and then stretches out both of her hands. And then vines, not vines, actually. It's more like twisty, thin tree trunks. Like she's growing roots, plant themselves into the ground. Immediately, you feel the earth begin to shake slightly. She casts a spell. The iron golem must make a dexterity saving throw, which it passes. Oh, no. The iron golem... The earth splits open beneath it and rocks shoot out at it, but they just dang, 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 bounce off its armor, doing no damage. Ziamia looks very obviously frightened and shocked by that. She turns tail and mouths run again and then runs. It is Glubble, your turn.
Question.
Yeah.
The spell heat metal.
Mm-hmm.
Can that cook the golem and cause it pain?
What do you know about iron golems? Very, you know, fuck all about iron golems. You have no idea. You have no idea what that would do to the iron golem.
Okay. I do remember that, that lovely Yim did say something about magical stuff and like they might have magical protections. So, I'm going to then call, cast... Only one third level spell.
If only.
I'll cast spike growth around, centered on the golem. So not to try to get not anyone else. Centered on the golem, and backing away.
The area around the golem becomes twisted and tangled with sharp thorns that grow out and underneath the golem. It won't affect it until it begins to move, but you successfully cast the spell, and then you also run. Would you like Chantel to do anything other than run?
Probably crossbow, and like, I guess also start running, but also like probably be like the first line of defense, so that you know if we need to, then it hit her basically before it hits anyone else.
Chantel's crossbow bolt bounces uselessly off the iron golem.
Perfect.
And then it is Yeola's turn. Yeola's voice kind of like... she trembles a little bit while speaking. She's gonna cast... She casts Guiding Bolt. She tries to blast it with holy light.
Yeah.
The bolt of energy splashes against the iron golem, fades, and does nothing. Tree Stump, it's your
Interesting.
turn.
Is Yaola also backing up with us?
Oh, yeah, Yaola also turns and runs.
Oh, I don't think I should stay very close. I think maybe I will turn around, run away, and throw a javelin?
Your javelin, like the crossbow bolt, slams into the iron golem and breaks. And would you like Saren to do anything?
Saren will cast dissonant whispers and hopefully hurt this iron golem's feelings.
I don't even need to roll for that one. It's actually immune to that.
Well, that okay, that checks out. I feel like that's on me.
After the barrage, I'm going to give you like a kind of like a metagaming thing that now your characters would know. So this is kind of like an outer game thing that Zamet and Cass understood. And now I'm going to say that your characters have worked out after one round of combat, watching all of your attacks, some of them well-placed, some of them well-formed spells, clatter kind of harmlessly against this iron golem. All of you now have the same kind of awareness of the level of threat as Cass and Zamet do when I was talking about this encounter before. You kind of have the understanding that this is, while it makes sense for the story, this is not a fair encounter.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The iron golem begins moving towards you. It doesn't run, but its strides are so big that it moves at the same speed.
Oh.
I am aware that it should be... let me see how much damage you would be doing to it.
So did the difficult terrain do anything?
The difficult terrain slows it down, but the spikes themselves, which should be tearing through... These spikes, you've seen them tear through metal before, but this iron golem is something different. It just breaks through them. It literally looks like you have constructed the thorns out of, like, balsa wood. It is for the amount of difficulty that this iron golem has had breaking through them.
Good.
It was slowed down initially by that difficult terrain, but it is moving about as fast as you while still just walking.
Ah.
That hurts.
It catches up to you, but it spends its turn doing that. So back to the top. Zia is just running. She is not even going to bother casting spells. She knows she can't slow it down anymore. She just starts running at full speed. Glubble, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I'm going to get away 30 feet, I guess, and cast Frostbite.
It needs to make a Constitution saving throw. It passes. No damage. Throw a ball of ice that strikes it, and you see the metal like chill and then a layer of ice form, but when it shifts, the ice shatters.
Okay.
Would you like Chantel to do anything?
Yeah, why can't you just slow it down, if anything? I guess do the same again, like backing up and crossbowing and that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. She fires her crossbow again. Again, it hits. It looks like this time...
It does quotation mark damage?
No, it does no damage.
Yeah.
You made a scratch.
Yeah.
You scratched the metal.
Cool.
That's it. From that attack, you're beginning to understand that if you're... It is immune to non-magical attacks. The crossbow bolt is never going to hurt it.
So Tree Stump has the only magical weapon in the party, yes?
Yeah, magic itself may hurt it.
May. And all our magic is bouncing off it.
Yeah, your magic thus far has been bouncing off it.
Okay, good.
Certainly none of your magic has been powerful enough yet. So it's beyond just being immune to non-magical attacks. Some types of magic are not powerful enough.
Yep.
Yaola's turn. Yaola, since Yaola's still attacking it, Yaola is going to try hitting it again with another guiding bolt. The guiding bolt strikes the iron golem, and the iron golem hesitates. It takes... What type of damage is that? Radiant. All right, it takes 18 points of radiant damage.
That's something.
That damage somehow miraculously gets past all of its defenses.
Hey, good.
Yeola does like a little like an excited little yep. Tree Stump, it's your turn.
I, Tree Stump, I'm going to continue to run away. I don't know.
All right, you just turn and run?
There's nothing I personally can do.
Yeah. Zia Mia is encouraging this. She turns to look over her shoulder and she's like, come. Well, she obviously doesn't say anything, but she's mouthing, come, 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 and gesturing with her hand.
Have any of the spells tried so far implied that Shatter won't work?
No. Shatter may work.
Okay. Could Saren have a go at casting her bardic powers on herself so that she can give herself 5 temporary hit points and able to run fast, and then also use Shatter so she can run away and cast a spell?
I'd allow it, yeah. She should be doing that to everyone, actually. She could do that once around. Oh. She should be, yeah. You actually, with that ability, you might be able to easily outclass this thing on speed, at least at first, until the bardic inspiration wears out.
It's something.
Yeah, she casts Shatter. The Iron Golem fails its constitution saving throw.
Yeah.
And it will take 3d8 thunder damage, which is one of the few types of damage that hurts it.
Hey!
It takes 13 points of thunder damage.
Hmm.
I'm letting you know, 31 damage total now, and you do not look like you've made much of a dent.
Yeah, we figured.
We'll still continue to run, just...
Yes, 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 yes.
Why not cause pain while we go?
Yes.
And then, right, so who would you like Saren to haste? She gets to pick 4 people, herself and 3 others.
Is there anyone who is notably slower than anyone else?
Well, you and Zia have, like, livened your pace. So the people who have lagged behind are Glubble, Chantel, and Yeola. So you could pick all 3 of them.
My 3 then. If us two are all right.
Okay. The Iron Golem moves up, but instead of moving its full speed, it kind of comes to a stop for a moment. Then air begins sucking in from all directions. It's like little porous holes have opened up and it is sucking in air. All of you feel like wind coming past you, like a sudden gust of wind. Ew. For a moment, you're scared. It's trying to drag you towards it, but then it stops and then a little chute opens where a mouth would be. And then a noxious gas billows out of its mouth.
No.
Well, fuck off. On that.
15. All right. The noxious gas rolls towards you, but it would have hit Chantel, Glubble, and Yeola. It would have hit the 3 of you had you not gotten that burst of speed. Saren brings out like a strange looking horn, maybe kind of designed in a way to look like a French horn, but without the keys on it, the buttons. I don't know what you call them. Like a French horn shape, but not, without the the buttons. She issues like a sound from it, and all of you, the 3 of you, feel vitalized through it. You dart with extra speed, and the gas nips at your heels, but does not touch you. You see that gas, the tiny amount of foliage in the area, anytime the gas touches it, it withers and dies instantly. Because of that, you now have a little bit of distance on the Iron Golem. But now, instead of walking, boom, 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 it begins to jog.
That is so scary.
It's Zia Mia's turn. She is just flat out running. She is no longer an initiative. She is no longer an initiative. She is just in a foot chase now.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Jackson here interrupting this garbage podcast to tell you about one of Sandspants Radio's other garbage podcasts, Plumbing the Death Star, the best podcast you'll ever hear. Me and the two Joels ask dumb questions about pop culture we truly know nothing about, inevitably making you frustrated but also entertained. Look for Plumbing the Death Star wherever podcasts are found.
Glubble, what would you like to do? Would you like to stay in initiative or would you like to leave it and enter a foot chase?
I think a foot chase, but I'm just like, how the hell do we outrun a golem that doesn't need to sleep?
Great question.
Yes, I guess we're running. We're running.
All right. You break out into a run. Yeola is doing the same. Yeola leaves initiative and is just sprinting. Tree Stump, would you like to try to do something to slow it down, or would you like to leave initiative and enter into the foot chase as well?
I would also like to sprint, as would Saren.
Can Saren speed up the people who aren't sped up?
Yeah, she can't speed up everyone in the party. Well, everyone's kind of like even again now.
Okay.
She has... How many uses does she have of Bardic?
Four.
Four? Is that left or total? That's total.
Total.
Yeah, she's used one of them, so she has three left. So she can give you, maybe like everyone, another little burst of speed. But that's it. And I'll say that basically, I'm going to say she's used all of that, and I'm just going to begin this foot chase with you having a sizable lead. All right. Okay. So your group only moves as fast as its slowest member.
Yes.
Unless you choose to leave them behind.
Okay.
So how many of there are you? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. God, there's a lot of you now. Everyone has the same movement speed. Yeah, so it's just based on the roll. Okay. So I'll do your first round. Oh, God. So fuck, you all rolled so well. Except Chantel. Chantel trips and stumbles.
No, you don't. Come on.
The golem. Boom, 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 boom. You, all right. So have you ever seen, maybe I'm wrong. Have you seen Terminator 2?
Yes.
No.
You know that scene when they're leaving the hospital, is it? Where the T-1000 is sprinting at them? Imagine that scene. Oh, fun fact. Did you know that, I forget the actor's name. Did you know that he trained to sprint without breathing so that he looked more like a robot when he was running?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he like specifically did this training regimen where you don't do heavy breathing while you're running so that he could look like he wasn't breathing when he was running. And apparently he got so good at it that he routinely caught up to the car. He had to slow down so that the car could get away. Anyway, that's a fun movie.
No, thank you.
God, that's scary.
That's incredible.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Anyway, the Iron Golem is catching up.
Okay. Cool.
All right. The Iron Golem begins catching up. Highs or lows?
Highs. Would jump at all help in this situation?
Jump just increases your jump distance. Yeah. Funny you should say that, though.
Okay.
Coming up, so you're running kind of along the river, and you see on the other side of the river, there's a little bit of like a cliff-to-cliff situation, like a crack has split the earth. The jump is sizable enough that it would be difficult to jump across, but it is also an obstacle that you could potentially put in your way between you and the Iron Golem. You don't know the Iron Golem's jumping abilities, but being quite heavy, you can also see that the edges of this cliff are a bit unstable. So maybe it just wouldn't even try to jump it. Maybe it'd fall if it tried. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Cool.
Would you like to try jumping?
I believe we would, yes. I know I would.
All right.
But I'd probably cast, say, jump on myself and probably Yeola.
Casting jump will slow you down, but you can do it.
Okay. I will.
All right. So that's going to slow you down.
How many people can I cast jump on to, like, I guess I'll be last, like, boop, 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 because I got three castings.
Oh, so, all right, well.
Like, I'm saying, I have three castings to cast.
Well, if you cast it jump? Three times, that would completely eliminate your lead on the Iron Golem. So it would be, the Iron Golem wouldn't have caught you yet, but one bad roll, and the Iron Golem's on you.
But like everyone would be over, yes.
It would give jump distance tripled. You could only do it on three people.
Yes.
So three people, but those people would be guaranteed to get across.
Okay. I guess it would be a situation where two people, I guess, would be jumping across anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's five. How many are there? It's five.
Six of us.
So three people would be jumping across. Then I'd be casting it, or maybe four people. Two people than myself. And I would be the one in the way, wouldn't I, of the golem.
You would be up the back at that point, and then the iron golem would be right behind you.
Okay.
Breathing down your neck, as it were.
Yes, well, I guess, In terms of who would need the jumping ability the most, I'm guessing Yeola.
Chantel is probably the strongest of your party. Or actually, maybe Tree Stump might give Chantel a run for her money. But anyway, Chantel, while strong, is encumbered by heavy armor.
Okay.
Okay. Just something to consider.
Or acrobatics?
This is based on strength. It's an athletics check.
Right. Well, definitely myself and Yeola probably need the help there.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And I'm guessing Zamir.
Zamir, maybe? Yeah. You're not sure of Zamir's abilities.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So you're going to cast it on yourself, Zamir, and Yeola.
Yes. Right. Very much a cast, jump, cast, jump, cast, jump.
So there would be ahead. So the three people who need to make the roll are Tree Stump, Chantel, and who's the third?
Saren.
Saren, yes. All right. Well, let's say Tree Stump, you're first.
Yes. Good plan.
Tree Stump, you sprint towards the gap. You get to it. You clear it. Easy. No stress. You're on the other side. You clear it with space. You land on the other side. You look back. You were like, didn't need to work that hard. Then let's say Chantel is next. Chantel clears it very barely. She lands on the other side and she's going to need to make an acrobatics skill, acrobatics check, because she lands on the other side, but she lands with so little room that she throws out her arms and is like trying desperately to keep balance.
Can I help?
Oh, no.
You don't need to. You like reach out to help, but Chantel kind of like flings herself forward and is on the other side safely. Mm-hmm. Saren. Saren gives it a backflip. Saren lands easily on the other side after a backflip. She gives like a playful little wink to you. Then Tree Stump, she gives a playful little wink to you. Then you see her face immediately drop as she remembers the situation and turns back. Then it is Zamir, who lands on the other side easily. It is Yeola, lands on the other side easily. Glubble, you sprint towards the edge. Like I said, you can feel hot air behind you. You don't even want to look behind you. You're too scared. The people on the other side turn around and they keep running. You try to remember that that's just in case the Iron Golem can make it. There's no guarantee the Iron Golem's going to get there yet.
Correct.
You leap. You feel magic boosting you forwards and you land safely on the other side. The Iron Golem is going to try and jump.
Oh, fuck.
No. No.
Boom. The Iron Golem, you don't want to look behind you. You just see Chantel looking over her shoulder. You don't hear. You just see her mouth the word fuck. And you realize the Iron Golem is going to make it. Boom! The earth shudders beneath you and you know the Iron Golem made it to the other side. No one wants to look behind them. You keep running.
Okay. Jump and run.
All right. Everyone needs to roll again to keep away from the Iron Golem.
This is hell.
And Glupple, if you do not succeed on this check, you are going to get fucked.
Hit. Yes. I figured.
Glupple. All right, Glupple, you did decent on this check.
There's something.
The Iron Golem did very poorly, but Yeola also did very poorly. Yeola hasn't lagged behind to you, Glupple, but she is also falling behind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, highs or lows?
I can't.
Highs.
Highs? All right, yep. Cool. Sprinting, you see many more cracks and like undulating strange breaks in the landscape, but no gaps big enough to try that again. You do, however, spot the river that you've been following, obviously, has, you now realize, must come from a larger tributary, and you see what must be that larger tributary. There's a big river. It looks deep, it looks thick, and you can see at one end there is a fucking waterfall. Maybe you heard it before you see it. There is, running from one end to the other, a series, someone has quite obviously placed them there on purpose, of like stepping stone rocks. The stepping stone rocks, you can see in the faint moonlight, are slick. They've got moss and water on them. If you were to walk casually and carefully across them, it would be fine. Sprinting across them is dangerous, but maybe your only option. There is no jumping across this river. It is too wide.
Can I use my cantrip of shape water to help us out in this situation?
You need to... Oh, well, you have gained some ground. You could cast one spell, but once again, the Iron Golem would be right behind you.
Yes.
All right. What? So shape water. Let me check what it allows you to do.
So glad we made you a wet boy.
He already was, but...
but again...
double wet boy. The wetter boy.
What would you like to do with the water?
Let's see here, because I can make it flow
in a different direction.
So how and is it flowing quite heavily?
Yeah, it's a powerful current. There's a waterfall not too far away.
Yes. Is it possible to I can part the water, almost like a biblical elven Moses, to part the water to let us run through it?
It's only a 5 foot cube, so no.
Not even a 5 foot cube of Moses?
I mean, you could make a 5 foot cube of Moses, but the river is maybe nearly like 50 feet across.
Big river.
It's not that impressive. If I had enough time, it would be very impressive. It would be good. Okay. What would help us but in hinder hit?
You could.
There, is there a way? Hang on.
Yes.
Now, we know that water is going to fuck up the whole machine. What if you put water into the iron giant?
As it were. So, like, grab a 5 foot cube of water and splonk into it. Yes, all right. Could do.
And then push him off the waterfall. I mean,
we're not that far up, but all right.
What if we push really hard?
May as well worth a go. I could also freeze it so I could.
Yeah,
I would allow you to turn around and behind you, you could freeze it to make it a little bit more slippery for the Iron Golem. Or I would allow you to throw some water at it like Cass was suggesting.
But
you can't do both.
Yes.
It's a cantrip, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
What if move one, throw water at Iron Giant?
If he casts it twice, the Iron Golem gets him.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So.
What if I throw you very far? As you cast shape water and throw water at him. And then as I catch up to you where you've landed, you cast shape water and freeze the water so you've frozen him solid.
Here's the problem. That would require you to fall back to where Glupple is, which means that the Iron Golem would also be right behind you.
Yeah. You've made an excellent point.
And then also you have to throw me and I'm a man.
I mean, like, you can try it. I'm just letting you know it is set. It is not going to be easy. And if you miss one roll, and they're not going to be easy rolls. If you miss one roll, you're in a lot of trouble.
Look, let's rank them in terms of that idea, Cass, probably at the bottom.
Okay. No, I'll accept that. I think it's good if it worked.
Yep. Yeah, look, yes. Potentially. Freezing the water after we've tried to cross it, I think, has a pretty good idea, but that involves us crossing it. Throwing it into its face, like dunking it in water, is a potential, but I don't know enough about iron golems. Like, that might just be kind of like all the other spells. They're just kind of bounced off it.
It could be waterproof.
It could be waterproof. Or it could just be like, you know, water off a duck's back as a creature.
Yeah, a lot of things made of iron are waterproof.
Yeah. So I reckon I might try and freeze the water after we've crossed it.
Okay. So you're going to need to make two acrobatics checks to maintain your balance while going across.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's fair.
Tristan, you found this and you're leading the way, so I'll get you to make the acrobatics checks first. All right. You step on the first step and you slip and fall in. You are immediately, the water immediately hits you. It feels like a brick wall. You are being pushed and you cannot stop it. You move 30 feet towards the waterfall. The waterfall is now only 30 feet away. If you do not find a way to stop this, next turn you are taking a dive.
But that can swim.
Good luck.
Then it is
Maybe this
Chantal's
is the
turn.
Fastest way to get away from him, though.
Maybe. Nothing like a peaceful falling down the waterfall.
Chantel starts stepping, turns, and has clear reservations about coming after you. Do you say anything, Tree Stump, while you're in the water?
I say...
That's not that helpful.
No, I'm drowning.
No, it is not.
Oh, so you can't swim?
No, I can swim. I can swim. I can swim. I'm not going to stop anyone saving me.
All right. Chantel stops, turns around, and then sprints. Instead of going across, starts sprinting down the side of the river after you.
No!
Zia Mia...
No!
Zia Mia turns, and you see she also seems a little conflicted, but then begins running across the stepping stones. Saren is probably also going to go after you. And Yeola, if not for you, Tree Stump, would definitely be going after for Chantel. So, Gloppel, no one's crossing the river except Zia Mia.
Yeah, that's fair.
You get to the river's edge, what would you like to do?
In for a penny, in for a pound. At least, look, if something happens, I can at least maybe shape the water so that we're not fucked. In fact, So what if we were to jump into said water and I make that 5-foot cube around us so that we're good?
You can't all be in that 5-foot raging... cube, unfortunately.
What's that?
You can't all be in that 5-foot cube. It's too small a space.
But, like, me is so okay. At least I know that, say, for example, if I was to do that, it's like a last resort that so someone wouldn't tumble across, yes?
You could, yeah.
Okay, wow. And it's the currently where we're at is the only place where there's free, that's the only way to cross, right?
The only way you can see.
Okay. All right, look, I'm going with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Tree Stump has really forced our hands here. All right, let's
sprint
do
after
this.
The Tree Stump.
Of course.
Okay. The Iron Golem. The Iron Golem goes after you a lot. You're the easier mark right now. Glubble, you could still feel it right behind you. All right,
yep.
Tree Stump, you, I guess, obviously, are trying to save yourself.
Oh, my God, yes. I love me.
All right, you grab onto the roots of a dying tree and haul yourself out of the water. Chantel gets to you. You hear her mouth. No, you hear her mutter to herself, fuck, 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 fuck. Your group all turns around. You are now kind of trapped. You've got the water to one side. You've got like a cliff face and waterfall behind you, and the Iron Golem is bearing down upon you.
All right.
What would you like
to do? I guess the only option we really have now is to the water in its face. Let's see if that would have worked.
The water in its face is a good plan. Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed, and sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to sanspantsradio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.
Eröffnet die Tür. Routinierter Einstieg. So kennen wir ihn. Der Gurt sitzt. Präzise Bewegung. Jetzt der Startknopf. Motor läuft. Volle Konzentration. Ein kurzer Blick zur Mittelkonsole. Radio oder Stille? Er dreht auf. Er dreht auf! Was für ein Statement! Was für ein Kerl! Jetzt nur keine Ablenkung mehr. Kein Scrollen. Er bleibt dran und er hört.
Digital Audio. Mehr geht nicht.
Commercial. Made by AI.